The shot was awesome, just like Fridays. I'm Carl Azuz. Brian already told you what show you're watching. Now it's time to get down to business. The note on August 22nd said, "We are fine in the shelter, the 33 of us." And now those 33 miners who spent almost 70 days trapped underground are safely back on the surface. The story isn't over yet. Not for the miners, not for the Chilean government either. But the rescue part of it is, and here is how it ended. Luis Urtua, he was the shift boss, and he insisted that everyone else go out before him. Late Wednesday night, a little less than 24 hours after the rescue started, he was the 33rd and final miner to ride that rescue capsule up to safety. But he wasn't the last person left down in the mine. Remember, several men went down there to help with the rescue. This is Manuel Gonzalez, the last rescuer to leave. You can see him wave to the camera right there, take a little bow, and then head on out. Once everyone was back up on the surface, Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, put a metal cap on top of the hole that was used for the rescue. Officials haven't decided whether or not to close that up for good. President Piñera estimated that the rescue mission cost around $10 to $20 million, but he said that every dollar was well spent. All of the miners were taken to a nearby hospital as planned. Officials were hoping to release most of them sometime Thursday. They said for the most part, the miners are doing really well. The worst case was one man who had pneumonia, but he had a lung condition before the cave-in. We mentioned before that this story isn't over. Chile's government plans to try and increase safety at mines, especially smaller mines, which one official said often have lower standards. For the miners themselves, they're about to be hit with a major spotlight. There are bound to be book, TV, and movie offers. But at least one miner, Mario Sepúlveda, said he didn't want any of that. He said, quote, "The only thing I ask, personally, is that you please not treat us like celebrities or journalists. I want to continue being treated like Mario, the worker, the miner."